Since my family lived in a mobile home on church property, I could never escape the enveloping cloud that blocked my vision and marked the borders of my world. Later, I came to realize that the church had mixed in lies with truth. For example, the pastor preached blatant racism from the pulpit. "Dark races are cursed by God," he said, citing an obscure passage in Genesis. "They function well as servants. Just look at how colored waiters in restaurants can weave among the tables, swiveling their hips, carrying trays, but never as leaders." Armed with such doctrines, I reported for my very first job, a summer internship at the prestigious Communicable Disease Center near Atlanta, and I met my supervisor, Dr. James Cherry, a PhD in biochemistry and a black man. Something did not add up. After high school, I attended a Bible college in a neighboring state. More progressive than my home church, the school had admitted one black student, whom, to stay on the safe side, they assigned to a roommate from Puerto Rico. This school believed in rules, many rules, 66 pages worth, in fact, which we students had to study and agree to abide by. As a senior, engaged, I could spend only the dinner hour with the woman who is now my wife. Once we got caught holding hands and were put on restriction, forbidden to see each other or speak for 2 weeks. Shortly after the turn of the millennium, in the spring, I experienced a fast-motion recapitulation of my life. The first day, I served on a panel at a conference in South Carolina addressing the topic faith and physics. Though I have no expertise in physics, I got chosen along with a representative from Harvard Divinity School because I write openly about matters of faith. The panel was lopsided on the science end, for it included two Nobel Prize-winning physicists and the director of the Fermilab nuclear accelerator near Chicago. One of the Nobel laureates began by saying he had no use for religion. 10% of Americans claim to have been abducted by aliens, half are creationists, and half read horoscopes each day, he said. Why should it surprise us if a majority believe in God? The other scientist had kinder words for religion, but said that they restricted their field of view to what can be observed and verified, which by definition excluded most matters of faith. When my turn came to speak, I acknowledged the mistakes the church had made and thanked them for not burning us Christians at the stake now that the tables had turned. I also thanked them for rigorous honesty about their own non-theistic point of view. After the panel, two more Nobel laureates, another in physics and one in chemistry, joined the discussion, along with some thoughtful Christians. We engaged in a critique of religion. Yes, it has done some harm, but consider the good it has accomplished as well. The scientific method itself grew out of Judaism and Christianity, which presented the world as a product of a rational creator and thus comprehensible and subject to verification. So did education, medicine, democracy, charitable work, and justice issues such as the abolition of slavery. The atheistic physicists freely acknowledged that they had no real basis for their ethics, and that many of their colleagues had served Nazi and communist regimes without a twinge of conscience. We had a fascinating interchange, that rare experience of true dialogue resulting from different perspectives on the universe. A day later, my wife and I got up early and drove 100 miles to the 30th reunion of our Bible college class. There, we listened to classmates describe the last 3 decades of their lives. One told of being delivered of arthritis after 10 years when she finally dealt with unconfessed sin in her life. Another extolled the advantage of sleeping on magnets. Several were suffering from chronic fatigue syndrome and others from severe depression. I felt sadness and compassion as I heard their stories. Paradoxically, in narrating their lives, my classmates kept resurrecting phrases we had learned at Bible college. "God is giving me the victory." "I can do all things through Christ." "All things work together for good." "I am walking in triumph." I left that reunion with my head spinning. I kept wondering how the skeptical scientists would have reacted had they sat in on my class reunion. The very next morning, a Sunday, we arose early again and drove 200 miles to Atlanta in order to attend the burial of the fundamentalist church I grew up in, the one with the